Hey there, it's Casey Dimon, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Tax Sell Podcast. Got an awesome tip I want to share with you today. So most of us know that properties head down the path of tax foreclosure. That path takes a lot of time, often years. And then eventually the owner receives a number of notices announcing the imminent sell of their property. Then the property will go to a tax sale. And at some tax sales, especially in larger cities, there are other investors who want the same exact property we want. Shocker, right? Of course, there are a lot of strategies around this that I do teach, but one is to buy the property prior to the tax sale. I teach this strategy inside the Tax Sell Academy, but I want to go over a brief summary today. The specifics will vary on the county, but your goal should be to access the delinquent owner's information as soon as possible. Now, in some areas, this might require you to wait until the actual tax sale list itself is posted a month prior to them losing the property. In other areas, you can get a list of delinquent owners a year or even more in advance, depending on their system. Just keep in mind that the more time there is before the auction, the less pressure these owners will have to sell that property. Now, once you have that list, you essentially have in your hands a motivated seller leads list. So we have that list. We can research that list to determine who we want to work towards making contact with. Now, this part of research is incredibly important. Don't just go around trying to contact every single person on that delinquent tax list. Obviously, you don't want to waste your time on a lot of those properties. They're junk properties. They're in areas you don't want to buy, whatever it is. You need to filter out quite a few of those properties. But especially important for this one is to also make sure you search title once you filter down those properties some prior to contacting these people. And you can learn, of course, to do that on your own. You know, if they have a mortgage or any other lien on that property, it is going to stay and it needs to be accounted for in the amount that you will eventually offer them for that property. You have to remember, this is prior to the tax sale. The tax sale and the tax foreclosure process is what extinguishes those liens. So if you're buying it from the owner that is responsible for those liens, you will inherit those liens unless, of course, they get paid off at closing. So in other words, if you think about offering $1,000 for the property, but they still have a $50,000 outstanding mortgage, you're going to need to increase your offer to $51,000 for them to receive the same amount of money and also to pay off that mortgage. Now, once you have narrowed down your list based on your criteria and based on the liens, mortgages, and stuff that is attached to the property, it's time to start making efforts to contact them. This is much, much easier said than done. I can promise you this speaking from experience. First, they likely are embarrassed that they cannot pay off their taxes and they don't want to discuss it with anybody. Or they simply don't have interest in that property and they still don't want to discuss it with anybody. They could care less. There's also a strong chance the person is dead. They've moved out of the area. The corporation that owns the property is dissolved, or a whole bunch of other issues, a lot of hurdles in contacting these folks. I say this because it's not quite as easy as simply sending off a letter and looking at your phone waiting for it to ring. Instead, you need to develop your own process that includes a number of different methods of contacting people or attempting to contacting people, that is. Obviously, the contact information for some people is extremely easy. You go online, you search the property assessor's website, it has their owner's address, you contact them. For others, it's extremely hard, and it might even require some skip tracing. Sending them a letter is also pretty easy. You can do this a number of different ways. A standard first-class letter is what a lot of people think about, or you can send them something that catches their attention. Think something along the lines of a small white box that has your letter in it and potentially other paperwork inside that you send UPS or FedEx. If you get a letter in the mail, you might or might not read it if you don't know who the return address is from. If you receive something UPS or FedEx, they're probably going to open it, as would you. Just a little strategy there. You can also utilize social media, phone calls, and much more different methods of contacting people. Just try not to be too creepy about it so you don't get yourself in trouble. There are specific strategies you can also utilize to get their attention, specific buzzwords, that kind of thing, that we go more to detail inside the academy. But once you get in front of them, it is so crucial that you're able to persuade them to understand the importance of working with you. They need to understand they have a problem. They need to understand that problem has a deadline in which it gets infinitely worse. That's when they lose that property. And they need to understand you are there to help them by buying that property and giving them a little bit of extra money that they would have otherwise not received. Now, obviously, you're going to face a lot of objections, and you need to learn how to overcome those on the fly. But the strategy here is to make a deal that'll pay off the taxes and then give them a little bit of extra cash for their troubles. The amount of money that they walk with really depends on how much equity is in the property. If it's a $3,000 vacant lot that has $1,000 worth of back due taxes, they're probably not gonna get a whole lot beyond paying off the taxes and removing that tax foreclosure off of public records out of their name. On the flip side, if it's a $100,000 house and there's $1,000 in back due taxes, they'll likely get quite a bit more. And keep in mind here that all the while, there just might be other people trying to do the same thing that you are doing. So the faster that you can come to an agreement, the better. And on a side note, be sure you factor in the taxes, any outstanding liens, and the closing expenses. Provide them with a number that they will walk with. And you can get all those expenses and stuff from a title company, usually online in the area that you're investing in. Now, after you have the number negotiated down, you've agreed upon it, write up the contract and have them sign it electronically. This ensures they receive the contract quickly, that they sign it quickly, and you can move quickly because time is of the essence. You do not want that property to be sold at a tax sale when you're waiting months to try to get it closed or months for them to sign the documents. Once you have the contract, once you have everything signed, go to the title company. Express the importance that they rush the order if necessary, and that you close by the closing date set forth on that contract, which of course needs to be a week or two prior to the tax sale. And understand, you need to close it out like you would any other real estate transaction. Do not try to close it out yourself or anything like that. One major benefit of buying pre-auction is you don't have to worry about title clouds. Closing it yourself without a title search and without title insurance can cause major unnecessary hurdles if something is done incorrectly. So utilize the tax sell list as a motivated leads list. Negotiate with them, give them some extra money, and close it through a title company with title insurance. That's it. Buying pre-auction is a strategy you can use in addition to other strategies. Now, it does require time. It does require effort, persistence, and it is also a numbers game and will require that you contact many, many different owners to get a deal worked out. But when you do, when you get that deal worked out, it'll make it all worthwhile. There are countless other strategies that we can utilize as tax sell investors, and this is just one of them. If you want to get started buying, selling, and making money off tax vault real estate, check us out at taxsellacademy.com. We'd love to see you inside the academy for the most comprehensive step-by-step tax sell training. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.